You're from Mr. Ortega.
Yes, this is Joe Ortega.
Who's doing him? Who?
You
think you're
Ortega?
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Leo is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Could you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Yes, my name is Joseph Gonzalo Ortega. My age is 53 years old.
No, your ABC number.
ABC number, 282-601.
Thanks, sir. You're appearing for your home board of executive clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision revocation.
Yep.
I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, Gail Rittenhouse, Honorable Michael Johnson, and the Honorable Roy Canonis. My name is David Mayle. I'll be the hearing reader today.
Nice to meet you.
Also in the room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the federal office today.
I understand.
Okay, by the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain the rights of attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay, so at this time, I'm swearing you, Mr. Turner, in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
You're going to be conducting two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So for phase one, whatever it is, I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your form. After I read, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So allegation number one is violation of order of additional supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for face-to-face contact visit on or about December 10, 2018, after release from custody. And that was a verbally or written directive, and that was on December 1st, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, was you were abstained from supervision. That true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Ortega, I'm going to define that he's delinquent as he violated the term and condition of the supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Great.
Agree.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Canonis. All right, sir, we're going to move into phase two momentarily, but before we do, Mr. Turner, we're going to give some background information. So stay there on the phone, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Ortega was released from ADC custody on 12-1-2018 and arrested on 12-14-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12-14-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 6-5-2019 with Forbes Condes. Current convictions, 2015, failed to register as a sex offender, 3 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2013, sexual abuse, 1 year. 2012, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-2. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2014 TIS release, arrested and revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal with indecent exposure noted. Other arrests, 1993, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1995, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 1997, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2002, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2002, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2007, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2015, indecent exposure, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Has a GD score of G2, B3, He is a level 3 registrable notifiable sex offender.
Thanks, sir. Okay, Mr. Ortega, we'll go over some of the case supervision. For the residential approved, or when you were released, you had no approved placement. Then on December 1st, you were approved to reside at the Dean Outreach located at 2210 Taylor Street, Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes, sir. The Taylor House.
But did you ever go there?
Yes, I was there. I was released on December 1st, like you stated, and then on the 3rd, I went to go register, and that's where I was rearrested, and I was supposed to go to court on the 7th, and I got rescheduled to the 10th, and then that's when I got OR'd and I absconded. But I did re-register when I got out, but I just didn't report for work for 4 days, so, and then I got arrested.
Okay. So, why'd you miss work for 4 days?
I had medical issues that needed to be addressed. I didn't know how serious the issue was, so I went to the hospital, and I should have called in, but I didn't, and I ended up getting drunk when I got out. Well, that's when I was arrested, like a day later.
Okay, so you didn't go to work, but you also got drunk.
Yeah, I got drunk. I drink.
Okay. So you have an alcohol problem?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You've had it before you rehab?
Yeah, I've been a lifelong drinker. I've been drinking since I was a child.
Well, before you got out, how long have you been since you had a drink?
3 years. Okay. I had 3 years clean and sober. I just went down the drain.
Did you believe it was in prison, did you do any AA classes?
No, I missed my class this week because of some other issues. I was having some mental health issues. They changed my medication, and I've been trying to catch up. I'm so exhausted, and I missed it. It's on Tuesday. I have it every Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Okay. Well, now you say you missed work for 4 days. That was at the outreach house you missed?
Yeah, at the Taylor Home.
Right, they had you working there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you didn't have any other employment?
I do a lot of volunteer work, but I didn't have a chance to really. I was going over there to see my family, and also, you know, they told me that was a violation, and I got cut off, and so I headed back into town, and that's when I ran into trouble.
Okay. So, you were referred to task. You weren't required to submit any urine samples before you absconded. And do you have any drug problems, sir?
I think with AA, like, I've been clean for several years now, about four years. And the temptation's there, it's always there because I'm an addict, but I think AA is pretty effective. It's this time, I mean, I'm really older now, and I've learned a lot, and I think that that's not going to be an issue anymore. I have family problems.
Okay. So, now you said that when you got in the hospital, you got drunk, and that's when you got in trouble. So that's what got the Phoenix Police Department's attention? You were drunk and doing something wrong?
Yeah, I was swerving all over the road. I was walking, like, towards in the center of the road and stuff. I guess somebody turned me in.
Okay, so you were walking, but you're swerving?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I was intoxicated.
All right, let's see if my fellow board has any questions at this time.
Okay,
so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be on the discussion and make determination shortly, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Anything else you'd like to tell our board before we make our decision, but we ask you don't repeat all the information we've already discussed. So is there anything else you'd like to tell us, sir?
Yes, I don't have any excuse for my behavior. I try to do the right thing, and I made a lot of mistakes in my life, and this time it cost a lot. I want to better myself, and, you know, I have a family, so, but I have issues other issues, and I just hope that I get a chance to address them. And that's it.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're going to be going into discussion We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. But stay on the phone, just remain silent, and I'll be back with you once we've made a decision, okay?
Yeah.
All right, the board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. Ortega, he's standing up and admitting to the mistakes he made. They're not very long, and that's very unfortunate. Said he was dry and sober for 3 or 4 years, and it all of them down in the tubes in a week, week and a half. I know it's not really a scandal, Dave, but he was scandaled and he was breaking and just really didn't do a very good job for this release. So I think the best thing would be for him to spend his remaining 4.5 months incarcerated and partake of some NAA programming and maybe the plan for the return to the community so that he can stay out of trouble with holding on to these addictions and be successful. But I want to listen to discussion from you, my fellow board members. No discussion, no. Okay. Based on all the information, in warrant number 2018W3604, Mr. Ortega's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to revoke community supervision of Mr. Ortega as he was delinquent, violated term conditions, supervision, and had lapse or without lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Canonis, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Lindenhouse. All right, so the board is voting to revoke your community supervision at this time. We have about 4.5 minutes left. According to our paperwork, your schedule will be released on June 5th of 2019. And as far as we know, other than having your register, you don't have any more, you have to have any more dealing with DOC unless you get in trouble again. So the idea is make yourself a good strong plan, maybe get some good NA and AA under your belt between now and June, and go out there and get a handle on your addiction to become a good, responsible citizen and not end up in orange again. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, this will be hearing, sir. Thank you, and you can connect in later or see if we'll be back on the phone, please.
Okay.